guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Nah. All you handsome men, you beautiful ladies watching, I'm going to compliment you and you're going to take it, so there. Okay guys, so what am I talking about today? I am talking about how to overcome the cultural identity crisis. So some of you might be wondering, Anna Marie, what the heck do you know? You're just like a white lady with blonde hair, you know? Well, you might be surprised. Don't judge a book by its cover. So let me tell you a little bit of background with my founder story. You can read my full founder story below. But I lived in South Korea for approximately 7-ish years, possibly more. I'm really bad with time perception. And I also lived in Canada for 1.5 years. And I did some traveling. So being that I lived abroad for a really long time, despite the fact that I'm not linguistically fluent in the language, I'm very culturally aware of the language and the culture in general. So what does that mean? So when I lived over there, now not everybody that lives abroad or teaches abroad or whatever, they don't necessarily embrace the culture or they don't necessarily immerse fully in the culture. They just kind of stick to their own expat community and then that's it. So it depends on the person and everyone's different depending on what you want to do over there. When I lived over there, I actually immersed myself pretty much fully, where I did a lot of homestays. I did some homestay experiences. I talked to my students a lot about their lives. I talked to a lot of my adult students. I got pretty close with a couple of my adult co-teachers about what was going on in their lives and in the education system and things like that. So I'm pretty well versed and aware of Korean culture. I would say I know that culture from the back of my hand. If there's something that I don't know, it's probably because it's just a small thing that I coincidentally just didn't hear about. But I know that culture very well. So being that I lived abroad for so long, you kind of become, if you're like me, where you immerse so much, although at the same time, I will point out that despite the fact that I did immerse so much and I adapted some Korean behaviors to my personality and to who I am as a person still to this day, I still kept to my principles of who I am. And I used to joke with my Korean teenagers, boy, or like, girl, do you think I agree with everything in American culture? Boy, you crazy. Or girl, you crazy. And then they'd be like laughing at me and stuff like that. So one thing I emphasize to my students is if they want to study abroad or anything, what happens is that sometimes you go through an identity crisis. So you go from one culture, right? And then you go to a culture where there's some things that are similar, that are universal everywhere. And then there's some cultural things that's like, it's just totally different. Like, for example, in the USA, most people wear shoes in the house. Whereas in Korea, people just don't. You just don't do that. And now I told my students, I was raised in a house where we didn't wear shoes in the house. That's just the way we were raised. Not everyone's like that, but that's how I was raised. You drop off your shoes at the door. So when I came back to America, I was like, I'm still to this day kind of like shocked, like by people wearing shoes in the house. I'm just like, oh my God, please just take off the shoes. Oh my God, it's driving me insane. Like, you know, it's like I just think of like germs and stuff like that. So that's where I got very Asianized, Koreanized. And then some certain behaviors over in Korea are just not a big deal over there compared to the United States. It's like they make it a big deal. And so I feel like I'm still not fully over reverse culture shock because I've just lived there for so long. I feel like I'm such a weirdo. So there's that for an example. And then just certain behaviors that I have. I've adapted a couple Korean behaviors since I lived there for so long. But the point is I've dealt with these things myself. Because when I returned to America, I thought to myself, oh my God, I don't know who I am. It's hard for me to relate to people, you know. And you know what? I just came to the acceptance. I don't want to say they can't understand per se. Some people just really can't understand. And then some people, you have to kind of build up the layers. You kind of have to build up steps. Because what happens is there's a big generation gap. And I've noticed this globally. I've talked to this one of my staff members. He's from Morocco. Love you, by the way. Him and I were talking about that there is a generation gap where sometimes the older generations just don't understand. Not everybody, of course, just some of them. And it's hard for them to understand. So I want you all to know, no matter what country you come from and you're watching me, that it's okay. And I know it can be extremely challenging because especially when you go abroad for so long or you're adapting and then you come back, you're like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm like, I'm trying to like, you know, like it's just like very confusing. So there's that. But a social problem that I've noticed is that people that come to America or even people that live here, for example, let's say one of my ex-Korean students came to America, right? And they live as an exchange student, right? And they live here for a year, they become so adapted, and they go back to Korea, and they're like, and then they become more accustomed to the hierarchy system, and then they go through reverse culture shock, and then they're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do, you know, I've become so adapted. And then you are forced, then you're socially pressured to choose sides. Which culture do you prefer? Which is completely ridiculous, and I want everyone to know who's watching that you don't have to choose sides, okay? I genuinely mean that. You don't have to choose sides. Despite the fact there is social pressure, don't allow it. I'm telling you, I know it gets in your head sometimes, and I know it's extremely difficult because there's that pressure where it's like, well, this is America and this is how it's going to be, you know, or this is Korea and this is how it's going to be. Believe me, I get it. It's like, you know, it's a little like overwhelming to hear those types of things. But this is my thoughts. I'm just neutral just because I've been on both sides of it. Yes, it is that culture and countryness. It is what it is. But at the same time, I think that people in general do need to be more flexible because we have to meet people halfway. We really, really do. You know, that's the way that the road towards peace is really is meeting people halfway. And it's unfortunate that we have to go through these things because it's very, very frustrating. And believe me, I have gone through this and I feel like I'm still going through some of this. But I want people to know that it's okay to have two cultures. It's okay to appreciate more than one culture. I don't want people to come to America or even to another country and think, that, well, I'm not American anymore, I'm not Cuban anymore, I'm not Hispanic anymore, or whatever, I'm American, or I'm not really this. It's okay to say, you know, that you appreciate both cultures, and you're one of both. And I know that it's extremely hard to go through this because of the social pressure, but I want you guys to know to try to push away that social pressure, because it's not going to do you any good. I'm telling you, okay? Don't fall into the trap of choosing sides. And if a friend of yours is trying to push you to choose sides, they're not really a good friend of yours. Because a true friend that truly cares about you is not going to force you to choose sides. They're going to say, this is a part of who you are. And every culture and every country has got the good stuff and the bad stuff. And they're helpful things and they're not so helpful things. And like I said, I'm going to repeat myself and make you guys laugh. Do you think I agree with everything in American culture? Meh, you can advocate myself. Heck no. You know, and I've told that to my students multiple times. Like, so in summary, the lesson is with the cultural identity crisis is I don't want you guys to have this identity crisis. It's okay to appreciate both. It's okay to experience both. It's okay to want to embrace cultures in your life. And I know it's extremely hard to deal with this because there can be such a massive, sometimes culture difference, which is even just little things, you know, where it's like, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal, you know, in one culture, in another culture, it's like, is that a big deal? And then you're like, I don't know what to do. So I've been there, done that. So, and I'm still going through it because I'm a very flexible, easygoing person. And one of my Hispanic friends, she was we were kind of like laughing about it. And she told me, Anna Marie, it's because you're so easygoing. So you're just like, what? The lesson is don't worry about the cultural identity crisis. Seriously. It's okay to have both. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be bilingual. It's okay to be culturally diverse. It's okay to appreciate both cultures. And I want you to make this very clear. Just because you're appreciating two cultures doesn't mean that it takes away who you are. Okay. I'll give you an example. I was raised Catholic, okay? And I had a friend of mine that was Muslim, okay, and I visited the Muslim mosque, you know, and so I still practiced my Catholic religion, but I still appreciated her, who she was, and her culture, and her religion, you know. That's something that you can do. It is possible. I think also what happens, a social problem, what also happens is, well, Anna Marie, if I celebrate their culture, then it's a betrayal against my culture. It's really, really not. Believe me, it's not. And don't get sucked into this idea that it's a betrayal against another culture, because it's not. You are appreciating and understanding and embracing another culture while still appreciating and embracing yours. All right? If you need a pep talk, you can email me at persincompatibility@gmail.com. I'm there for you. I'm here for you. I'll be there for you. I love my Korean students watching, and all you handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. That's the lesson of the day. That's part of my life story, and there's going to be lots more videos to come because I got lots to share. Lots. And I hope you enjoyed this video, got some insight, and you learned some things. And I hope you have a good day, good night, peoples. Okie dokie. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. Please share this video because it's very important to be aware of these things. And again, I'm your genie. I'm here to help. So again, if you are interested in working or collaborating with me or even volunteering to design for me or whatnot, contact me at persincompatibility@gmail.com. Okie dokie. Alrighty, spooky. Have a good day, good night. Ciao, people. Bye-bye.